Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Thank you so much for spending your Monday morning with little old me. Little old me and my friend Chad. Say hi, Chad.
How you doing, everybody?
So Chad is my co-host today. Why don't you tell everybody just a little bit about yourself, your name, your age, your sign, if you like long walks on the beach, things like that. Just introduce yourself to the Kelly Mano Show audience. They haven't heard you before.
Yeah, they haven't. No, my name is Chad Spickler. I am a Cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
That's my sign. Born June 28th. If anybody wants to send me any birthday gifts,
it's too late.
Well, they can
your
send
birthday
next
is
year.
Over. Nobody's gonna remember this far away.
I take late gifts.
No, you don't. That's way too late. So I know Chad because he's a photographer too. Mm-hmm. You did weddings for a long time, like I do, and then you got a job with Joyce Meyer Ministries. And
it.
How long have you been with them?
Almost 6 years now.
Is it okay that we say that you work for them? Or are you going to embarrass them being on this show?
Well,
do we need to edit this out in post-production?
You might
okay,
have
it's,
to.
It's too late because I already said
it's
it.
It's too late.
So yeah, Chad has, he's a photographer as well. And then we met doing weddings. And at what point did we make you a girl? Because it was like, So I have this small group of girls that I've been going to dinner with for how long has it been now? It's been since Lucy was born and she's 8.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So for about 8 years, this like small group of us photographers get together for a girls' dinner, and there has always been 5 of us, and it was 4 girls and Chad.
Yep.
Normally that means that the guy is gay.
Uh-huh.
But you're not gay.
No.
And you're not even feminine.
No.
At all.
Not even close.
No. Well, you know what? You do, you fix your hair and you smell nice.
Well, yeah, but that's...
But
a good thing usually.
But so at some point we were like, "Hey, Chad, you're one of the girls," and so you've been going on these girls' nights with us for how long? 8 years?
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
And do your girlfriends ever think that it's weird?
I usually dump the ones that do.
Yeah, so. You do good. Yeah, because I think that at first my husband may have thought it was like a little bit weird.
Yeah.
You know, because like married women are not supposed to hang out with single, you know, straight men. But then he got a chance to know you,
exactly.
And he likes you, and he, you know, he's comfortable with you being one of the girls. So, we just had dinner what a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we were supposed to get together Friday.
Yep.
I'm still sorry that I bailed on you.
Yeah, whatever.
But did you like
I'm still sore?
Were you? Did you? Put the casserole in the freezer?
Oh, yeah. I did. It was unfortunate.
So Chad and I and Stephanie and Kelly, the 4 of us who get together, another Kelly, we hate flaky people and we love each other because we live in an age where especially people in their 30s and 40s just forget about their friendships.
Without a doubt.
And it is so easy for people to flake out anymore because you don't have to look that person in the eye and tell them that you can't come or hear their voice on the phone. I think that today some people make plans and they're already thinking of ways to get out of it the minute they make them.
Oh, definitely.
And so the reason that you and me and Stephanie and Kelly are such a tight group is because we know each other so well. And you guys are like 3 friends that I can say, hey, let's get together. And people actually show up.
Exactly.
Except for Friday night.
Yeah. Except when they bail on you.
Lucy had a migraine. So, that was a legitimate reason. But we'll get one on the schedule for next month for sure.
Yes. And the only excuses that I take are children excuses.
Right. So. And not only, like, I don't mind children, like a kid being sick, but my husband was out of town too.
Yep.
That was the double whammy. If he would have been
home,
I would have left the sick kid. But,
Yimmy, take the children.
Exactly. I'm not Mexican. That's Kelly Park. So Halloween was over the weekend. Did you have a good Halloween?
I had a great Halloween.
The kids had a good Halloween. I won't say that I had a great Halloween.
Why not?
Well, because it just seems like times have changed so much, and I should know this by now. But it's like you have to walk 5 houses to find somebody with a light on.
That's true.
That's and it
true.
Never used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are people just crabby?
I think so.
Now, you're single. Do you live in an apartment or a house?
Apartment.
Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to worry about trick-or-treaters.
No.
But if you lived in a house, you would leave your light on, right?
No.
Why not?
Okay, yes, I would.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You would.
I'm
what
sorry.
Is your problem?
I would, of course.
It's so, and of course, it was raining. It was pouring rain.
Well, that's Halloween.
I know. I mean, so it's pouring rain, and my kids have like their makeup running down their face, and you know, Libby Lou was Dorothy, and she was dragging Toto like 10 feet behind her, and like every five houses, we would like finally get a piece of candy,
oh, of course.
And. Just the people that we were around, I don't, maybe it was the neighborhood, just lots of F words. The lady in front of us that we kept passing on
I'm
the
sorry
street.
About that.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
The lady in front of us was like 7 months smoking. I'm like, oh God, 7 months pregnant. Sorry.
7 months.
Not a
smoking.
7 month old
She's
baby.
She's a new smoker.
And so I dressed. Did you see my Halloween costume?
I did not.
You didn't
oh, wait,
see
you
it?
You were the emoji, weren't you?
I was poop.
Yes.
Is that not amazing?
I loved it.
I was poop. Yeah. It was the easiest costume I ever wore in my life because it was brown sweatshirt, brown leggings, and a poop mask.
That's pretty easy.
It was so, and it was like so amusing to the kids.
Oh, of course.
And I
they all know what it is.
They do, and, except for like a couple of really sweet kids thought I was chocolate ice cream.
Aww.
I corrected them very quickly. I'm like, no, honey, I'm poop. Yeah. I'm crap in the toilet. The kids loved it.
Squashed
and,
their dreams.
Yeah. So now, do you still dress up and go to the parties where the girls dress like whores? Is that what people you're
no,
in? You're, is
no,
that what single people
definitely.
Still do on
no,
Halloween?
We're
it's like a bunch of French
much
maids.
Than that.
A bunch
yeah,
of French
yeah.
maids.
25 French maids.
That's what I think. That's what I picture single life. That's what I picture single people doing.
No. We do much better than that.
So you dressed up as something classy then, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What'd you dress up as?
I was Tim McGraw's president and founder of his fan club.
How do you even dress up like that? That's not even a thing.
Mini skirt.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I do.
Did you make that up? That's not even
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, I did. My sister is a huge Tim McGraw fan.
And so you did this for
huge.
Her?
Yeah, yeah. So I texted her and said, guess what? You're off. Tim wants me now.
Okay. So you just told me that people don't dress like whores at this party.
I don't consider this a whore.
Okay. All right. I will be the judge of that.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Those are some beautiful breasts.
You can never transition into a woman because you would be so ugly.
Oh, I know. I'd be hideous.
What is wrong with your nipples?
They're...
That's not where they... Chad, how many boobs have you seen?
Well,
because
hey.
If that's what they look like, you're seeing the wrong set of boobs.
Hey, that's a foam ball cut in half.
Yeah.
And then a wood thumb put right in the center.
A what?
It's like this wood knob. Right
for
there.
The nipples.
It
okay.
hurt people for people to hug me. I'll
That's
that
not
much.
Really... Gary, look at those. I mean, one is like right in the middle of his chest.
That looks like a bad episode
oh, wait.
Of Botch.
Hang on, I should probably turn your mic on. Say that again, Gary.
So that looks like a bad episode of Botch.
It does. Those doctors would fix these nipples.
No.
Can I put this on my blog? Well, I am anyway, because I've got your phone on my hand. So I'm going to screenshot it and send it to myself.
Okay, no
what
problem.
Am I in your phone under?
You're Kelly Mano.
Oh, I'm not like super cool friend or anything?
No, I've got too many of those in there. I'd
okay,
get lost.
Do you even listen to my radio show? Have you listened to it yet?
I listened to the beginning of it one time.
Exactly. You are such a piece of crap. I can't
such
even believe
a busy
I have you
man
here.
On Mondays.
I am busier than anybody I know on the planet, and it is not
right.
hard to plug in my show. Are you going to listen to this one that you're on?
No, I won't. I'll listen to the other ones.
Yeah.
I won't listen.
I don't
one.
Listen. To, I can't listen back. You would think that, I mean, with the radio I did years ago, I've been in this so long, you would think that I would be used to hearing my own voice by now, but
oh,
I can't stand it. If I ever have to listen back to a show for like specific reasons,
mm-hmm.
either for like a sponsor or something,
yep.
I start getting like heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm.
Heebie-jeebies. Is that a real word?
I think so.
Well, Chad, thanks for hanging out this morning.
No problem.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
A lot of fun stuff, a lot of crazy stuff. We've got a guest coming in, and we're going to play a brand new game later in the show that's going to make some people very uncomfortable.
I'm so excited.
Except for producer Gary. He is thrilled to death about this new game, so we will see how it goes. We will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Turn around, and if you want me, then come on, get me now.
Yes.
Is you with me now?
Yes.
The biggie bounce.
Yes.
I know you dig the way I switch my style.
Holla, holla.
People sing around. Now people gather around.
Yes.
Now people jump around.
Go.
Get your freak on.
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 Is that your chick?
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt at RE/MAX. We are so excited to move into a new house coming this summer. The kids have been excited. We have absolutely loved working with Rachel Witt. She is the easiest real estate agent to work with. If you've ever moved, you know that you spend a lot of time with your agent. So personality is a big deal, as well as knowledge. Rachel is a veteran in the business. She's been 13 years under her belt, and she has her whole team of like six people who work for her. I don't know if she makes, if I had six people that worked for me, I'd make them walk behind me like in a V.
This would be a really tight room.
I know.
Really
we can
tight.
Barely fit three of us in here. So Rachel has given us this customized email list of homes that we're looking for, areas, price range, square footage, lot size. And so it's amazing. I always get the most up-to-date information on new houses that are on the market or things that are coming on the market. Rachel takes great care of the Manos. If you are buying or selling a home, I highly recommend you check out Rachel Witt. She has a website. It's homesalesinstcharles.com. That's homesalesinstcharles.com. You can also always go to kellymano.com. I always have all my sponsors' information listed there. If you want to take a shortcut and just give Rachel a call, her number is 636-720-3836. If you give her a call, please tell her that you heard about her on the Kelly Mano Show. Chad, give everybody that number one more time.
636-720-3836.
I'm so drawn to Monday. I'll do anything for you. Call you every night and give you flowers too.
Was that the sprinkler?
Yeah.
Were you doing
yeah.
the sprinkler?
It's my namesake.
Oh, this is such a happy song for how crabby I am. Do you want to know why I'm crabby? Two words.
You missed Friday.
No. I'm crabby for two reasons. One reason, two words. Daylight savings.
Ooh, yeah.
Does anybody like daylight savings? Gary!
I like this part of daylight savings time.
Why?
Because you gain an hour of sleep.
Who gives a crap? Go take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
It gets dark at 5 o'clock at night. I'm like, honey, what time is it? 9:30? He's like, no, 5:17. I'm like, that sucks! And I'm the kind of person that it will mess me up for days.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't get over it, like, tomorrow. It will continue to bother me all week long. I think I get that, like, a little bit of that, like, seasonal, like, anxiety disorder or something.
That.
You can see that? Me? Have anxiety? What?
She's sweating profusely.
I cannot handle it getting dark at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes me want to turn into a hermit crab, which mm-hmm. is the complete opposite of what I am.
Yep.
And, oh, it sucks.
Binge watch All in the Family.
I don't binge watch anything. How do people binge watch stuff?
I don't know.
Don't you get sick of watching stuff?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
I don't even.
There are so many shows that you just have to do that. You have to spend or 6 hours just doing it.
You're wrong. You're not in my brain because I can't even, when I go in like a tanning bed, I can't even make it the whole 20 minutes. I have to jump out and then sit in the chair and wait for it to stop. So I started watching on Netflix, like, I guess a year ago. Everybody's like, you got to watch Orange is the New Black. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I started watching and it's a great show, but nothing about it makes me want to sit on a couch for 8 hours and watch every
single.
Oh, maybe See, that has something yeah. to do with it.
Yeah.
Right. You have children that have other things going yeah. on and you are actually a like productive member of society. Allegedly.
Oh, okay. That's Unlike true. You two schleps.
That's right.
I can't like my husband and I, we very rarely watch movies. When it comes to like fun trivia, I know nothing about movies because we never watch them.
Oh,
because
I destroy you.
I can't sit still that long. So you know a lot about movies then.
Yeah,
you're a movie junkie.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many like just award-winning, extremely famous movies that I've never even seen. That I don't
really?
Even want to see.
Who
Stuff like
you?
Gone with the Wind and like Schindler's
what?
List and all these big, like, I have zero interest in watching any of these.
I'm dumbfounded right now.
No, like, but I've watched Spice World like 85 times.
See?
And Crybaby with Johnny uh-huh. Depp. That was my jam in high
yeah.
school. Yeah, like really stupid. Like
all,
anything that Reese Witherspoon or Will Ferrell's in, I'll watch like 40 times.
That's amazing.
I can't help it. And then the first time when the clock swung back, mm-hmm. like my whole family was up early on a Sunday morning and it's like 8:30. I'm like, what the hell are we all doing up? Mm-hmm. Like we're all looking at each other like, what do we do with the rest of the day?
For the next month, I'll be walking into my, I'll get in my car and I'll look at my clock and I'll go, never mind. I have to look at my phone and I won't change it for a month.
Why not?
I'll stare at it.
Yeah. Well, eventually it'll catch back up in the spring.
Me. Yeah. And then I'll be fine.
I did it Saturday night on the way home.
Yeah.
You changed your clock?
Yeah. I actually did that too.
You must have like an easy one to do because normally you need to have like a physics degree to change the clock in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's very, it is very simple. One button done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
change the air filter and all those different things. And then finally, your clock switches.
I think that we started this for the farmers so that they had more like crop time in their day. But farming has changed so much. Indiana doesn't have daylight savings.
I live in the suburbs, bro.
Yeah, no, we don't need this crap.
No.
And I know it's so that people who work early in the morning don't have to get ready in the dark. I'm like, who cares?
I think you should be able to opt out.
Indiana does that. And can you imagine how confusing it is if you live on like a border of Indiana, how like we live kind of really close to Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
And if you live on that border and you're going back and forth, you got to figure out what time it is.
It should be on your driver's license.
My entire life.
That you opted out.
Oh, that would be great.
You could go to you walk into a place. Oh, sorry, bar's closed. Not today, buddy.
My entire world is about to be rocked because not only do I get bent out of shape about daylight savings because we fell back an hour. So in a couple of hours, I am going to be getting on a plane and going to New York City.
What?
And I will be right back in our old time zone. And then
New York City.
I know. So I was supposed to share big news with you Friday at our little get together.
Mm-hmm. Girls night plus one.
Girls night plus Chad. And I didn't get to. And I would love to tell you now, but now I've been told that I can't talk about it. I can tell you this.
Let down.
I am a Midwest girl through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And I am getting on a plane in a couple hours and I am going to New freaking York. I'm dying. Mm. Have you guys been to New York?
Eat you alive.
Yeah, many times.
Are they really mean and they say the F word a lot?
No.
I think they all wear black, though.
So. Should I pack all black?
All black.
And don't look anybody in the eyes,
exactly.
Right? And don't hold doors for people?
No.
And don't say, like, please or thank you?
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to be... So what I'm going to New York for is pretty cool, even though I can't say what it is.
Jeez.
I will say this, that if the stuff in New York goes as planned, there will be a second Kelly Mano show this week because we are going to have some stuff to talk about.
Really?
And I will be able to spill the beans. I will be able to spill all. And I know for those of you out there, like my mom and my Aunt Patty, who are like, why is she telling people she's going out of town? I just want to let you know that the person who is house sitting at my house is a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't even try to rob me of all my millions.
All my millions.
Millions of what?
Millions of Spice Girl dolls. Listen, I got to show you guys something really disgusting. So,
what is this?
I came across this website the other day. Actually, I came across it a long time ago, and I just came across it. Is reacross a word?
Reacross?
I saw you look at me when I said that.
Yeah, I'm going through my mental dictionary now, and I haven't found
you
that.
You smiled at me like, oh, you sweet thing. Oh, I'm so not going to correct her because I'll feel really bad when I said that.
You have shiny headphones.
Shut up. So I am not a nature-y person, but apparently people like to climb Mount Everest. Where is Mount Everest? Is it in the United States?
No.
Where is it?
No.
What?
Why I was close to it when I was in Nepal.
Oh, I thought Nepal was hot.
Well, it was hot when I was there. But
then how do they have a mountain?
In 99 miles away is where Mount Everest is.
Okay. So apparently there's these crazy people who like to climb Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. There have been 216 mountain climbers die climbing Everest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem. They can't remove the bodies.
No, they just stay up there.
So they stay up there.
Yeah.
And you can Google bodies of Everest and see all these dead people. And as a matter of fact, some of these bodies have been there since the 80s and people use them as direction points. Like there's a guy called...
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm not joking.
Now I'm intrigued.
So there's a guy who has on green boots, and they call him Old Green Boots. And so they know, like, when they get to Green Boots, they turn left. So I've got pictures here. Let me find Old Green Boots for you. There he is, right there.
That's Green Boots.
There's Old Green Boots.
Oh, my
land. So there he is, dead. And people...
There he is, dead.
So his family... And so people just take pictures of them while they walk by. Mm-hmm. And I started, that's kind of decomposed.
And how did you find this website?
I don't know. I look at really weird stuff
online.
Yeah,
I was going to say, this is slightly morbid, but it's interesting.
Look at this guy.
Wow.
Look, he fell asleep, or I guess he died, like, leaning against a rock.
Looks like a Levi's model or something like that.
But
the way
he's
leaned back.
That's so rude.
I'm just saying.
He is a skeleton.
Yes.
That would not bode well for Levi's.
Well, some models, let's just say.
And so there's an upside down dead person. So some of these people fall to their death and get stuck. I read about it, and it says, okay, so I guess the atmosphere up there is a third of the amount of oxygen we have.
Yep.
And so that is why these people have a hard time. Oh, is that a butt?
I don't know what that is.
You don't have bones in your butt, so what is that?
I don't know. Implants? It's Kim Kardashian.
All right, there's Lena. So some people die in their sleep. Some people fall unconscious and freeze to death. And some are just left to die of hypothermia. And there's all these stories.
That's always great. Left to die.
Yeah, because, well, when you pass them, you can't help them.
No.
There's nothing, I guess, you can do. So what would possess people to do this?
Insanity.
What? Look at him.
I always said I wanted to go to the first base camp about. Yeah, look, I don't think he's sliding. Okay, I don't think that was a wee moment. I froze to death.
Well, I would normally not make fun of this, but knowing that they did it theirself,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't make the death any less tragic, but it makes me feel a little bit less sorry for them.
Well, you know, you have to find humor in everything.
So, 216 bodies are on Everest.
Man.
And so if you... that was just a leg.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. So, yeah, you can Google Bodies of Everest. They've done, like, documentaries on it and, like, all of this really
That's
cool
amazing.
Stuff. And if you want to see all these frozen dead bodies...
I am going home to look this up.
Yeah.
Good night. I'm going to be up till 4 in the morning.
I know, and you'll have nightmares.
Ugh.
Don't look at this at night, people. And don't say that I didn't warn you. And then, okay, so switching subjects. I really hate to switch so quickly from... you know, dead people to Hollywood. But Gary comes in this morning, comes in the studio. Oh, thank you, honey. Mm-hmm. Gary comes in the studio in the morning, and he's all excited because he knows that I love pop culture. And hey, Jimmy, you want to stand for this?
Car's running, kids are
okay,
in the car.
Bye. Sorry, he's got to take kids to school. Gary says, he comes in, he's like, I have some great Hollywood news. And I'm like, okay, great. I love Hollywood news.
Mm-hmm.
So Gary, I'm going to give you like 30 seconds to tell me what happened in the news, because I probably already know it because I love TMZ.
Let's hear it.
Danny Elfman. Do you know who Danny Elfman is?
No.
Danny Elfman was the lead singer of Oingo Boingo.
Wait a minute. What?
What?
Is Oingo Boingo even a real band?
Yes.
That's a real band.
Correct.
That's a stupid
dead children's songs.
Dead Man's Party.
It sounds like the Wiggles, you know. We're going to go see Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo.
Now, and then when he left that band,
yeah.
they disbanded, he kind of became the... He's a composer. He's worked on every Tim Burton film ever. He worked on Batman. And one of their more famous songs, Oingo Boingo, the band, was Dead Man's Party. And
every I know that song.
Every year at Halloween... Mm-hmm. And this is actually kind of personal for me because it's in my area from Southern California where I came from. Every year at Halloween, they played a Halloween show.
Yeah.
And they ended the show with Dead Man's Party every year. Now, he has not played that song anywhere in the last 20 years.
Really?
The last time he played it was Halloween night, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
He did a show at the Hollywood Bowl Saturday night, Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
And... complete surprise. They ended the show with Dead Man's Party.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I am
yeah.
dying of boredom.
It's a Dead Man's Party.
Wait, are these, what are you talking about? Are these even real people?
Yes.
You said Hollywood news. You did not mention
it
a
was
single
the Hollywood
Kardashian.
Bowl,
he is an Academy Award winning composer.
That is not a Hollywood person.
Yes, he has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He lives there.
That was the dorkiest Hollywood news I've ever heard in my life, Gary.
Well, fine.
Like, you really thought that was like Hollywood news?
I will never, ever, ever contribute again, ever.
I loved the story.
Until next week.
You're just being nice because you don't know him and you just met him this morning.
Whatever.
I've known Gary a long time, so I can tell him, you know what? I know I hurt your feelings. Maybe we should start like every week like giving Gary his own dork report.
That's a great idea.
I love it. I love it.
I like it. Because when my co-host Hoss was here, who was with me a lot, who comes to the show a lot, mm-hmm. he was like geeking out wanting to talk about Star Wars. And I put my foot down. I'm like, you are not talking about that crap on my show. But I do know that there's other people out there that like it. So, Gary, if I give you a chance to put together like a dork report every week, can you do that?
Absolutely.
Ratings
absolutely.
Are going to skyrocket.
Oh, absolutely.
Ratings are not going to skyrocket.
I promise you, because I will get all of my geek friends, and they will all listen just for the geek report.
Comic-Con.
Oh, gross. What? God, it's going to be all like Star Wars and like Monty Python. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I only know what these things are called because my brother is like a proud dork, you know? Like, my brother could not have grown up with a more polar opposite person than me. We're very different, but he's my best friend. And like, a couple years ago, he needed to get a new car. And my brother is single. Okay, he's got a girlfriend, but he didn't at the time. And so he's going shopping for a new car.
Yeah.
And he comes home with a minivan. And I'm like, do you never want to get laid again in your life?
He's single.
And
does he have children?
Two, but they're big.
No.
I said, why are you buying a minivan?
Well, they're big children. I said, a bigger car.
You're never going to have sex again. And then he proceeds to decorate the minivan with Star Trek and Doctor Who stickers.
All right.
So if you see a minivan, oh, and the best part was that he bought it like used from some guy, and it had this little flip down screen in the middle of the minivan. Okay. And he was so excited. He's like, yeah, for such an old crappy van, I can't believe they have a DVD player in it, you know?
It's got an entertainment
system. And so we're looking around the thing, and I pop open the glove box, and there sits a VCR.
Oh, so you can watch old school stuff.
His minivan with Star Trek stickers has a built-in VHS player.
Oh, that's perfect.
And he's still got a girlfriend.
You tell him if he wants Star Wars on VHS, I have it.
Can you donate it to him?
Oh, I'll get Close Encounters, too.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. So
now you're talking.
All right, Gary, we'll try the dork report. I'll see if I can
stomach it.
If you can stomach my Kardashian talking, I can probably stomach your dork report next week. So,
gotta give him a little leeway there.
Yeah. All right. So, we're gonna be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show, proudly brought to you by JM Motors, representing my hometown of Granite City, Illinois. Can I get a woo?
Yeah.
JM Motors has been in business for 45 years in Granite City. Who stays in business for 45 years? I get bored after like 5 years.
That place.
Yeah, we'll see how long the show lasts. So the great thing about JM Motors is that they've been in town and family-owned for 45 years in Granite City, Illinois. They only have two salesmen who have been there for over 10 years, so you don't have the crazy guys in khakis chasing you when you get out of the car at the parking.
That.
I know, JM Motors does not do that. If you are in the market for a new car, swing by JM Motors. It's located at 2310 Namioki Road in Granite City, Illinois, and it's just at the edge of Granite City, so for you St. Louis folks who think that it's far away, it's not. Barely 10 minutes from the Arch. They are also a buy here, pay here lot, which means if you have great credit, that's wonderful because they work with several local credit unions that can get you financed. But if you don't have good credit, maybe you have a young kid, like a 16-year-old who needs his first car who doesn't have credit, JM Motors is a great place to take them. So if you get a chance, swing by JM Motors on Namioki Road in Granite City, Illinois. You can also go to kellymano.com later today, and you will see a link to their Facebook page where you can see their most recent inventory. So thank you, JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois.
1, 2, 3, come on. We got DJ Coon and Duck Get come Fresh. On. Rock it to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie.
Hey.
Rock it to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with the horns and make
I could play this song every day, every show. I think I played this my first show on the air because this was my jam. Like in Excalibur in Collinsville, Illinois in 1998, this song came on. The dance floor would clear for Kelly Sumter. Yeah.
I bet.
Does that impress you?
GC in the house.
We have somebody else in the studio with us, and I'm so excited that it's a girl. Introduce yourself, cutie pie.
Hi, I'm Angela LaRocca. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my gosh.
So we only met like a month ago, and I feel like I've known you like 10 years.
I feel like we've become best friends just from knowing each other for 10 minutes.
I can see that.
Really? Do you see our bond?
Yeah.
Are we twinning right
it's
now?
Like
I think so.
Here.
Like Charlie Sheen's girlfriends?
Yeah,
twinning.
Sort of.
Magical.
Well,
I
so
can't describe the vibes. But
I met you, our friend, our mutual friend, Dan Duffy.
How much do you love Dan? Let's just
talk
about
him for
a
second.
Whole lot.
I'm trying to get him back on the show. Our schedules have been kind of wonky, but I've got him coming up in about 2 weeks, so I'm really excited.
Can I come be a groupie and just
you
hang
want
in
to?
Studio? I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right. No, it's not a good chance.
I don't see that happening.
So I'm at this event for his cancer foundation, the Half Fund, and he's like, hey, this girl is a huge fan of your radio show. You got to meet her. And I'm like, dude, I've done two. I'm like, does she not have anything else to listen
to? I've
known
her for 8 years and I still haven't listened to
Yeah, Chad has not listened
what
to my show.
Bad about Chad, this. Get on
I'm
it.
Sorry.
So how did you first hear about me and what made you come bouncing up to me? You were so adorable.
I was so jazzed up.
Yeah.
I heard about you honestly through Dan. He said, oh, you've got to meet my friend Kelly. And I was doing some research and I started listening to your radio show.
Unlike Chad.
And I couldn't stop listening to your radio
show. It's pretty funny if you ever listen to it, Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
I've heard it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
Chad.
Wait a minute.
Now I'm getting it from both sides.
Stop.
See, this is what happens when you have a
lot
of women.
We have to talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Real power.
No, we have to, there's an elephant in this room.
There
you
is.
And Chad know each other.
We do?
No, look, what color are your eyes, Chad?
Hold on, did
green.
We go on a date? Like, what?
No,
how do I know you?
No. Look into Chad's deep green eyes and tell me how you know him. Now, he was like a little person to you.
Hold on.
He may have been
a fine little person. I'm 5 feet
hold on.
Tall.
I'm going to give a clue. I'm going to give a clue.
Wait, oh my gosh.
You could have killed me.
Would he look more familiar if he was dead right now?
With a leather jacket on, laying on the ground next to an SUV.
You are, she's way too big time for you.
No, stop it. Did we shoot
he
a film
played,
called Men?
You
no.
got
oh
it.
My God.
Yeah. He played a dead guy in your in your movie.
You look so alive.
I know.
I wouldn't have recognized
it's a lot
you.
Of makeup. I'm
yeah.
usually gray. But
so
yeah.
I started sending him information for the show this morning, and I was like,
what?
Hey, and we're going to have this guest in, and he kind of put two and two together, and he sent me, because I know that you're an actress, and he sent me the film. And there was dead Chad. Now, were you in the movie other than being dead?
I was a driver also. She buffered.
I buffered through
all
it.
Of the movie except, oh, Chad, look.
You just
got to
tell me
guy.
what number you're at.
Isn't that fair because you
yes.
haven't listened to her radio show? I'm just saying.
That's why
all
we
right.
need a girl in the room.
Let's get this started.
Thank you.
Sorry, dude. I don't have a microphone. I can't help.
This is awesome.
Okay, it's so great to see you
it's
all walking around.
I know,
and
yeah.
See,
yeah.
you were like Thank the you. Star of the movie and he was like the dead extra at the end.
I was a contract killer.
Yeah. Did you have...
I drove the car.
But you didn't speak.
Contract tools don't speak.
So tell me about like your career here in St. Louis, because you've done all kinds of great things. You're with Talent Plus, is that right?
It is true.
Yeah.
That's a true statement. I love Talent Plus. Sharon
Tucci
is one of the hardest working women in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she's got a great reputation. And, you know, my daughter Lucy does a lot of acting. We ended up with Now Talent, because that was kind of the first... people that we approached, and we had a good connection there,
gotcha.
And we've been thrilled with them. And so people are always surprised that you can actually get work in St. Louis and make money doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Funny how that happens when you have actors in a community that there aren't 100 other actors in the city. Like
right.
in L.A. and in Chicago, it was insane because the competition is crazy
yep.
fierce.
Yep.
But
been
here,
there.
Don't you agree, Chad? It's like
oh, yeah.
you can walk in and audition with maybe two other people versus 150 of them.
I only play dead guys. So
I mean, you've got
I'm
that
real
nailed.
Specific.
You've
you know?
Just, yeah, yeah.
I'm amazing at it, too.
I take Lucy to a lot of auditions, and people are always so surprised at how many auditions I actually take her on. Because, like, what is she auditioning for? And it's always something
there's
different.
There's so much. There's film, there's commercial, there's voiceover. Hello. I mean,
right.
there's so much going on, and people don't realize it until you get in, and you're like, that's why I chose to be based in St. Louis. I've lived in those other cities and done all that. And it's like, I want to actually be working more.
Did you grow up here?
Only up until I began high school.
Okay. And then you moved?
Boom. Moved to Chicago.
Really?
Spent a lot of time there. Bounced between Chicago and L.A. for well over a decade and just came back here about 5 years ago.
I'm going to need so much advice from you because Lucy is 8 years old and asks me at least once a week when we're moving to L.A.
No. Tell her. I promise her she will work more here.
Yeah. Well, I told her maybe we'll go couch surf a little bit. Do you know who Amy Pennell is or Amy Holland Pennell? Mm-hmm. She is. Do you know her? Yeah. She acts here in town and I grew up with her in Granite City. Yeah. And she's been in L.A. for a long time now. She's had a great career. She's been on How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And so I've got a great connection. Every time I run into her, like in our hometown, I'm like, hey, listen, Lucy's going to be sleeping on your couch in about 6 years. like that's like our
Get
one.
Ready.
Yeah. And so what, you have something coming up next that your brother is involved in.
Yes. Thank you for asking. Yeah. I'm so excited. This is going to be my directorial debut.
Oh, you're directing. Directing is so fun. When I worked in news, it was my favorite.
Oh, now seriously, it warms my heart when people do what I say. So
it
I was like,
does. That's why that is why we like each other.
Do you want to get a best friend snack?
Yes. Okay. Can I be the beef fry side? Because I don't like
this
the other
is
side.
Out of hand now.
There's power in directing. People have to listen.
Yeah.
It's like you get paid to be bossy. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah,
but even so, it's like I always acted and I started writing and then started producing. I never officially directed. But every time I was on set, I would pretend I'm directing secretly in my head. And I'm just like, now here's what I would do.
Get over there.
I would let that actor, you know, let the scene, you know, finish up and then take a beat and then do this. So I'm like mentally directing.
You're like a backseat driver, but a backseat director.
Exactly. Super quiet. I
Monday
didn't ever
morning
say
quarterback
anything.
Over here.
So now you're finally directing. So what are you directing and when can we see it and how can we see it?
Okay. We're a little ways away.
Yep.
We are going to launch a Kickstarter because you kind of need some funds to make a movie.
No,
so
really?
Weird. I know.
Hold on.
If you need any free child actors, I've got you the hookup.
Consider your whole family's
in
it. I
can play a dead guy.
Chad, you are bringing it and you,
What about a pig? You want the pig?
Yes, please.
Piggy Smalls?
Piggy Smalls in the Heezy.
He could be the rapper.
Is the Kickstarter up and running yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
January is when it's all going down.
Oh.
And we're like, you know what? We could just launch a Kickstarter and hope for the best. Or launch it and have a party and just make it a whole night.
I like
that's how
what
we are just
going
to drop
right
that in January.
When is this party?
It is. We don't have the exact date, but it's going to be in January down at CIC in the Cortex District.
Chad, do you want to be my date? We can have a girls' night.
Yes.
Okay. Will you go with me?
Of course I will.
So let me
ask. Not out of the country or anything else.
What is the movie going to be about? Is it a short film or is it okay?
Because I was like, you know, it's my first time writing. It's my first time having my brother as a lead. And I said, we're not trying to do some giant trilogy. Let's just work within our resources and get as creative as we can. So it's a short film. My brother plays a quirky tech guy who's got the hots for this girl that works at a coffee shop where he happens to do poetry there. That's kind of his outlet.
Ray.
He's so miserable in his day job. He's like, bring it on, poetry
slam
jam.
Poetry.
Yeah. So
in this world.
Exactly.
You guys are dorking out on me.
Always. And this girl asked him a big question having to do with a wedding, and he mistakes it for being the date to a wedding.
Oh,
actually, to minister the wedding. Oh, snap. So he's got to fulfill a duty he's
Mic
not
drop.
Quite qualified to do.
So, is this a comedy?
Yes.
Oh, very I'm cool. so excited. Well, will you come back in January to give us all the details? Like, I wanted to have you in now because you're so fun, and you know, you work for Unidev, is that correct?
I do, yes.
And so, you guys are explain what you do for a living because it confuses me.
I do a lot of things.
I know.
That can be confusing. But so acting, writing, the voiceover, there's that. And I work as Unidev's brand manager. So I get to be the walking billboard for a tech company.
That is crazy.
That's awesome.
It's so fun.
And so you host these like blog conferences, or you did. We've been to one. Producer Gary and I went to one.
Producer Gary was in the house.
We're going to try to come to like any more that you guys have.
Yeah. Oh, please do. They're called Speaker Series.
Yes.
And they are wild. They've become bigger and better. And last month we had Mish Hancock from TEDx. Do you know her?
Uh-uh.
You need to know her.
Yeah.
She's one of the best people on the planet.
Because I'm all about learning how to like grow this blog and have people give me, not a blog. What
I'm
am I doing?
Excited.
A radio show?
Podcast.
Don't get excited, Chad.
I'm
you're
Chad
wearing very
yourself.
Tight pants.
I know.
And so anyway, Yeah, so I'm always looking for advice on this show and how to make myself famouser. That was another not word, wasn't it?
Plug.
That is a real. Watch out, Urban Dictionary. Yeah.
How am I doing, Angela? Because you actually listen to the show. So we are on episode 12. This is my 12th show.
That's
Can you
insane.
Believe that?
12?
Yeah.
That's a lot. I feel. Man. We're just growing up so fast.
I know.
Holy cow.
Right before your eyes.
You are a little girl.
Well, I am so glad you're in. Will you hang out with us for a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Please.
You have a pig out there. I'm not leaving until I've hung out with the pig.
And you're going to take a selfie with the pig, aren't you?
I'm kind of scared.
Everybody uses my pig for selfies. I should start charging.
You should.
Then I could pay for the show.
I got your sponsorships right here. Thank you.
All right, it is the Kelly Mano Show. We'll be right back with Chad and Angela LaRocca.
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Oh, Chad, I forgot to give you this phone number.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're going to read this when I stop talking. All right. Can you handle that?
I can.
We have a brand new sponsor to the show. It is Stacey Booty with Roden and Fields. Woo! I'm so jealous of her last name. Her last name is Booty.
Yeah.
It's not spelled like B-O-O-T-Y, but still, to have last name Booty would be awesome. Oh, so everybody knows what Roden and Fields is. It is that great skincare company. It was created by two doctors who wanted to bring professional skincare into the hands of everyday women. I have kind of been seeing the posts about Roden and Fields for a long time, didn't pay a lot of attention to it, because one of the things that my mom blessed me with was good skin. I don't have a lot of problems. I don't have a lot of stuff. You know it, girl. Oh, I don't.
I'm the same way.
So I really didn't think that I needed to use it. Stacey has been a friend of mine for a long time, and she started selling Roden and Fields, and so she talked to me about it. She said, Kelly, it's like having like a dermatology office in your bathroom. Whatever problem you have, whether it's aging, dark spots, wrinkles, we have products for everything. And so this morning, I gave myself a microdermabrasion, which you used to only be able to get like at the spa.
Yeah,
I did it in, and then at night, she gave me this amazing night serum. If you want to contact Stacey, you can go to kellymano.com later today, or you can give her a call or text her. Her number is 314-277-9018. Chad, what is that number again?
314-277-9018.
All right. And, you know, I'm supposed to go to music there, but I just want to take a minute and speak on behalf of Stacey Booty as a person. I met her because our kids are both miracle babies from Cardinal Glennon, and she also runs the Avery Booty Foundation. Her daughter's had five open heart surgeries, I believe it is. And they are a family that continues to give back. They're always doing these huge fundraisers and donating tens of thousands of dollars back to Cardinal Glennon. So when you contact somebody like Stacey, you know, and buy a facial from her or have her send you samples, you really are supporting a small business and you're supporting a mom. She's got twins, two beautiful girls. So if you would like to check out Roden and Fields, call Stacey at 314-277-9018. Booty, booty, booty! To finish eating, sorry. So we're gonna talk about something kind of creepy. At least I think it's creepy, and it's something that I have been dealing with for a long time that I never knew was a real thing. Let me start by saying what made me think about this was a story in the news that I think actually I have right here. I can play this, Gary, right? And then it'll
yep.
All right, so it's really quick, but I want you guys to see it. Let's hit this.
19-year-old Taylor Gamble is home safe after disappearing overnight.
They think she was sleepwalking.
She was sleepwalking.
Investigators say she was sleepwalking nearly 9 miles.
She's great, yeah. We were just really terrified.
Her family last saw her when everyone went to bed about 10 last night.
This morning, about 6 o'clock, we got a call from a father who said his 19-year-old daughter, Taylor, was missing and that she was known to be a sleepwalker.
Two dozen deputies and Nevada police officers, even a bloodhound, were searching for the teen when they got a call from a relative that she turned up at their house and was okay. She doesn't remember much, but told investigators she woke up while she was walking, recognized a landmark, and went to her nearby uncle's house.
This situation really is very unusual.
Dr. Cheryl Gonzalez-Ziegler says while this is an extreme case, sleepwalking like this, especially in kids between 4 and 12, is not uncommon.
What we see really is that once they're walking around the room or maybe a hallway of the house, somebody hears that, directs them back to sleep, and the child never remembers it.
She reassures parents typically there is no underlying medical or psychological issue, and the kids grow out of it by their teens.
Should try to gently and really calmly just bring them back to bed. Try not to wake them up.
Meanwhile, Taylor's family says she's embarrassed by the whole thing, but otherwise is just fine.
She's in good shape, that she's safe, that there's no concerns about her well-being.
All right, so it doesn't even seem like that something like that would be possible.
No, but you know what? Are there any doctors that can give you that?
Like, you want that?
Think about it. It's a great exercise plan. You don't have to have any motivation at all. You just wake up in the morning and you feel fantastic. You lost 5 pounds.
You know, I was getting ready to say, I couldn't walk 9 miles awake. How do you even do that? And it, you know, it makes me, you know, of course nowadays you instantly want to, you know, kind of disevaluate someone's story or discredit them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the fact that this girl is not coming forward, she doesn't want any media attention, she doesn't want anything to draw any more attention to it,
exactly,
makes me think that this is the real deal.
That's scary.
Have you guys ever been a sleepwalker?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think I ever have.
Now, I...
Not really.
My brother did.
Your brother did?
At one point, yeah.
Well, and how old was he?
He was in his teens, I think.
That may have been... Now, Rocky had something called night terrors when he was little. Now, somebody who's never had a night terror, and when I say my kid had night terrors, they would think, oh, he must have had a really bad dream. That is not even close to what a night terror is. When Rocky would have night terrors, the first time he had one, he woke up. He started at about 2 years old, and he gets up, and he starts walking around the house, and it's very clear to us that he has no idea who my husband and I are.
Mm-hmm.
And the creepiest thing would be that he wasn't looking at me. He was looking through me.
What?
I went to the computer, and I Googled kid possessed by the devil.
Okay? No.
Yeah.
Way to go way over the top on that one.
Listen.
Like, let's nip this in the bud.
I don't do
my
anything.
My child yawned. Go look up. Murderer.
Well, thankfully, my over-obsessing Googling took me to this thing called night terrors. And we figured out what they were and how to handle them. And the number one thing you can't do is wake them up. And can I tell you, the first time Rocky had one, Jimmy squirted him with a spray bottle. Because
Rocky twitches.
Because they're, he wakes up and he's absolutely freaking out.
Oh, I bet.
And there's nothing we can do to help him because you can't wake them up. So you just have to walk around the house in front of them and make sure they don't hurt themselves. It's like babysitting like a drunk leprechaun.
Hurting parents.
Yeah. Yeah. And so through things like diet and sleep pattern and things like that, he outgrew them. And something that I have not ever outgrown, that I think I teased this earlier, said there's been something going on with me that I didn't know what it was, is something called sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angela, have you ever heard of that?
No. Does my face give it away?
Yes. Those furrowed brows? No.
Producer Gary, have you heard of this?
Confusion over
no.
There.
Okay. So I never knew what this was. And it started when I was, I guess, in high school, maybe. Somewhere around, it was definitely closer to adulthood, so maybe college. And what happens is you wake up in the middle of the night, and in my case, I'm always drenched in sweat head to toe. You wake up in the middle of the night, and it's not like a groggy wake up, like, oh, I'm half awake, I'm half asleep. You are snapped into reality like somebody threw a bucket of water on you.
Mm-hmm.
Your entire body is paralyzed.
What?
Head to toe. And people who have sleep paralysis, there's always something bad happening in the room.
Yep.
That you have to try and fight or save or help. And
do you see the shadow figure?
Have
you ever seen the shadow figure?
No. So a lot of people see a shadowy figure whenever, you know, we've got some friends, we were talking about this, and their son has sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And A lot of people will see a shadowy figure. I can't see anything, but I know somebody's trying to hurt me or hurt my family. And you cannot move your body. And it feels like eternity. It feels like you woke up during surgery. And the only thing, like, and this has probably only happened to me 5 times in my whole life. And I was scared to talk about it today because now I'm scared it's going
to
happen.
I'm scared to go to bed now.
And so, And so the first time I ever talked about it was, I guess, probably the second time it happened. And I was at home, and this was, you know, 10 years ago, and I bring it up. And my dad said, well, yeah, that's sleep paralysis. I have that. I'm like, well, that would have been nice to tell me, Dad.
Hello? That's like Teen Wolf when he's like, Dad, you know, like I should have known generations ago.
Exactly. Precisely.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
And I love you. I love you for connecting Teen Wolf.
Best
and that.
Friends. That's how we roll.
And so my brother has it, too. And my mom thinks that we're all insane because she does not have it. And people who have this will tell you that I would rather somebody, I know this is going to sound like, I'd rather somebody break my bone. They say either let us break your elbow with a sledgehammer or you're going to have sleep paralysis tonight. I would hold up my arm in a second.
Do you still have this?
Yes. The last time it happened was right after I had Lucy.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like 7 or 8 years ago. And so Chad knows a little bit about this.
I do.
What is sleep paralysis?
Okay. As a certified Netflix documentary watcher.
Is that where you got your information?
Yes, it is, actually.
You're binge watching?
Yeah. Basically, sleep paralysis is they don't have any way of gauging how it occurs, how to stop it. But part of it is... many of these people see a shadowy figure.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you wake up, your mind is awake, but your entire body is frozen. You can't do anything about it. And the shadowy figure comes in, and they hear voices, and they hear just insanity. I mean,
yes.
It's crazy. I watched the documentary, and then they're like... It was so frightening. The guy on there is like, I deal with, you know, sleep paralysis, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, and I told my friend about it. And then she called me the next day, and she's like, I hate you, because now I have it. And I'm like, ooh, I'm watching the documentary.
Oh, all my listeners hate me right now.
I am so scared. I get scared of everything. Like, E.T., like, you name it.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen a scary movie since Jaws. Like, that was the last scary movie I watched.
I don't blame you.
You live in Missouri.
I know. That it doesn't matter. They can come through the river.
There you go.
So sleeping is a freaky thing anyway.
Well, of course.
I mean, it's just so... how does our body shut off like that? And through my episodes of sleep paralysis, when I have it, the only thing you can kind of control is your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So I will start breathing as hard as I can to try to wake up my husband. And one time it happened at a girlfriend's house. So I was spending that with my friend Julie, and we had just gone through we'd gone through a rough time. Did they say in the documentary if stress makes the...
Yes.
They have
stress and different things like that bring it on.
So when I was in college, my girlfriend's, her boyfriend passed away, and I had to come home from college to help take care of her and get through a couple of hard days. And I was spending the night with her, and it happened to me. And I thought like my body was being like taken over by her dead boyfriend. Like that's how crazy it is. Cause I didn't know what it was at that point. And I just remember like so hard trying to say the word doctor because I knew that Julie needed to go get a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I woke up cause you wake up from it.
Yeah.
And I'm
exactly.
When I say I'm in a pool of sweat, I mean everywhere. And I remember her mom, who does laundry at like an insanely early time, came down to do laundry at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was so happy that somebody else was there because I was scared to death and I couldn't wake Julia up because she was going through so much. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting that it's stress related.
Yeah, it can be stress related. They said there's all kinds of different things that they think.
Like what?
Could cause it.
What can help
is there
stop
anything
it?
That can Let's stop find it? That. Yes.
No,
yoga?
And that's the thing. Is they
try yoga?
I bet you yoga.
I am not meant for yoga.
Yes, huh?
No. How do you do yoga?
Rodan and Fields, maybe.
That's not yoga. That's skincare.
Well, you never know.
Have you been drinking
it's
this
a
morning?
Miracle worker.
So whenever I go to yoga, all these like really tall, thin women are in front of me, and they're like, "Be a tree, be a tree," and I'm behind them. I'm like, "I'm a bush." I'm like, "I'm a shrub." I'm like a T-Rex trying to do yoga.
The Affleck duck.
So you do yoga?
I do.
Oh my god!
Because not only just obviously, like, physically, it's an awesome workout, believe it or not. But
yeah,
I think better. I sleep better. The only nights that I sleep through the night, my hand to God, are when I do yoga.
Really? I tried a Pilates class and fell asleep.
Totally. Wait, Pilates? Like,
or no. What's the plyo? It's like a mix of like something. They made us like lay down and like envision stuff. And it was like, you're on the beach. And I'm like,
Kelly, shut it down. Good night.
I did the same thing in our Lamaze class with Jimmy. I fell asleep in our Lamaze class.
Wow.
And he's like, wake up. Because they're like, lay your head in your partner's lap. And yeah. Yeah, no. So I can't. Yeah. I don't know how we
I'm
went.
I'm going to bring you to yoga. You're going to love it.
Oh, no. I'm too chubby. No. My body doesn't bend like that. I've got big boobs. I can't like woo.
I too am.
Yeah. We're soul sisters.
We really are. I thank the good Lord in genetics every day.
Now, okay, did you ever have a breast reduction?
No.
Okay. I had a breast reduction at 22 because I had the most biggest knockers you've ever seen. I don't think I've ever posted a pre like breast reduction picture.
I'm just sweating right now.
You're sweating right now?
Probably hurt your back, huh? You're so little. You're 5 feet.
Yeah. And so I had a breast reduction when I was 22 because they found a crack in my back. And I was, because it was like before kids. So I was like skinny and I was little and I was a figure skater. So I had to wear those spandex outfits. And I'll never forget I did Santa Baby in a Christmas show. And there was a video of it. And the very first move was like me standing like this. And I went like, Santa Baby. And in the spandex, like a giant like uniboob wave went like Santa baby, ba-dum, ba-dum. And I was like, oh my God, my boobs look like a 40-year-old woman, and I'm 21 years old. And so, I had a breast reduction at 22, and I need to find I don't have very many pictures that show them off because I wasn't exactly proud of them. I was kind of a tomboy and covered them, but. Yeah. So I guess that's one thing that we don't have in common. Just,
there's something I learned about Kelly every time.
Did you not know that I had a breast reduction?
No, I did not know this.
What's funny is that the doctor's photos are downstairs in a box because he took before and after photos. And every time I come across them, I'm like, I should just throw these away. And I'm like, no way, because these are going to be way too fun for my kids to find when I'm dead. They'll be like, Mom's gone, like in 40 years, hopefully. And they'll be like, remember when she did this? Look, she kept my blanket. What are those? Oh, my God, Mom's boobs! Mom's boobs! Turn it off! Turn it off! Oh, we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Manor Radio Show.
Them diamond in it. Where'd you get that matching Benz with them windows in it? Who them girls you be with when you be riding through? Man, I ain't got nothing to prove. I pay my dues, breaking the rules and shake fools while I'm taking a cruise. Tell me who's your weed, man, and how do you smoke so good? You's a superstar, boy. Why you still up in the hood? What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag? A couple of cans of whoop ass. You did a good ass job of just eyeing me, spying me. I got my
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Sorry, I could rap everything. I have the short-term memory of Dory from Finding Nemo, but I can rap every song backwards and forwards. I'm some kind of a phenomenon.
That's a skill.
Angela requested the Nelly.
I do. I love Nelly. And I was telling Chad, the number one Nelly fan in St. Louis, my mom.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you at all. Her
Nelly, if you're listening.
Mother's Day, we went to see him. Because
your mom went to go see Nelly?
That was her idea.
Because hearing rappers on a radio station and then seeing them in person is very, very different.
Yes, he brought it.
My mom, a long time ago, it was right when he came out with, what was his first? Country Grammar. That played off the little kids, you know, down, down, baby, oh, yep. down. But
yeah, yeah.
My mom's like, I love this rapper because he doesn't cuss. I'm like, oh, mom.
Let her live.
I'm like, you.
Here's the CD.
I'm
Have
like,
fun.
You.
Never mind parental advisory.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
all
don't
good.
Don't mind that at all. Yeah, you know, we're from St. Louis, so we love some Nelly. Now, this is actually the last segment of the show, which is normally when I do Friends trivia. Now, look, she looks surprised like I'm going to challenge her.
It was like the last segment. I got sad for a minute.
I'm sorry.
So fast, you guys.
I know.
It's because we have
quick.
So much fun.
I know.
Everybody wants me to make the shows longer. They want me to do more week. I'm working on it. People forget I've got a real job that I have to do as well. And I always go, this is the time when Gary always reminds me to talk about the show. Because if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me. My email is heykelly@kellymano.com. You can find me on Instagram. It's just Kelly Mano. Website, www.kellymano.com. You can click on the little button that says listen to my radio show, and you can binge listen. Since all you single people like to sit on your butt and watch
That's where I've missed it.
Will
that
you please
button.
Freaking listen
it's
to my show?
It's tiny, but you find it, and you make it your
friend. That's what
you
she
listen.
Said.
Oh, no!
Ouch.
But you're fine.
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, Chad, you've been the butt of my jokes all morning, so I really, really appreciate you.
No problem.
So normally we play Friends Trivia right now, mm-hmm. and we're actually just going to take a one-week break from that, partially because I'm just killing everybody. Like, you know, like I'm beating everybody so badly that I think I'm only going to take about three more contestants. I've got one coming in next week, which is Suzanne, and then I'm willing to take like two more, but these people, I mean, they got to be good, you know, and then I'm going to take on Gary.
That's gonna be good.
Yeah, and so Friends Trivia is coming up, but I found this other game that I want to play. And okay, so it is called "What are you looking at your phone for?"
I'm always looking at.
We
my phone.
We are doing a radio show.
Chad, what are you doing?
My radio show is.
I'm
more
getting
important.
Material coming in as we speak.
You're so lying.
Are you tweeting right now? What? Are you
no,
doing?
He's
I'm twittering.
Not, he's not doing. He's looking at his phone instead of being on my radio show.
I'm
now,
fast booking and
so,
things like that. Sort of.
Snapchat.
So we're gonna play a game called "Would You Rather."
Okay.
Okay. I think some of you guys have probably heard of this before. Basically,
sounds like a hip game.
Gary is going to read. He's gonna draw out of a hat. And he is going to ask each one of us a question. And it will be, would you rather A or B? Oh, that's not the right thing. Let me find it. Gary, where's my game show music? There it is. Okay. Did I download the wrong thing?
So
it sounds
shiny.
Like Gilligan's Welcome. Island.
The greatest show on earth.
It does. It's like a circuit.
Okay, so Gary's going to need a microphone. So... Chad?
Yes.
Angela, can you make room for him over there?
Yes.
Scoot it on over, Angela.
I know your butt is tiny, but Chad's got junk in the trunk.
Come on down.
No, here's the thing. Take your headphones with you.
All right.
You're going to need them. I'm keeping your phone so you don't look at it.
Okay.
Oh. So we're going to go around the room one at a time. He's going to ask each of us one question, and here's the rule. You have 3 seconds to answer it with... zero explanation. Do you understand what that means? That means it's okay, Molly. Oh my goodness. I'm just kidding.
I'll sit back down.
Okay. So thank you, Gary.
Surprised you don't hand out Banaka. We're so close.
I know, right? Might as well put you guys on each other's laps over there. Gary, are you sitting?
I am sitting.
All right. So Gary's going to ask a question. We're going to go around the room. We'll go Kelly, Chad, Angela. Kelly, Chad, Angela. Now, here's the thing. You have to answer the question with zero explanation, which means you cannot defend yourself.
Okay.
You cannot explain why you're answering that way. You just have to answer. Do you guys understand that?
I think so.
Agreed. Yes.
Gary?
Agreed. Agreed.
All right.
All right. Hang on just a minute. Oh, my God. My dog. No, she wants
she
to.
Loves
no,
this game.
No, she wants to eat Gary. That's what she wants to
That's
do.
That's pretty much what it is.
Like she.
She does not
Molly,
like me at all.
Molly! Stop it! Stop it! Okay. Usually it's the pig interrupting us. Okay, Gary.
Okay.
So you're going to start with me, and then Chad, and then Angela.
Okay.
So you guys are going to have to kind of lean in.
Okay.
All right. You want breath mints?
Yeah.
I've got some. Just kidding. I'm not getting up.
I've got some.
Yeah. Don't ask me to get up.
Where are you reaching, you pervert? You just met her.
Yeah. Don't ask me to get up because Molly will start barking again.
Gary's not allowed to stand up because Molly's going to try to eat him. Okay. Now. Oh, you do have a breath mint.
Oh my gosh. Thanks.
It's like his first.
Was that a question?
How long has that been in your jeans?
That's what she said.
I mean, I bought these at Red Racks, so and I haven't washed them, so maybe they're from that.
Oh my god. Okay, so Gary.
Yes.
Now again, here's the trick with this game. Zero explanation. You have to answer, and you have to answer immediately, or you are voted off the island.
This is an island?
Yes, or I'll never have you on my show again.
Oh,
that's studio. Okay. Gary.
Yes.
We're ready.
I am ready. Question number one is for you. Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all?
Oh, gossiped about. Absolutely.
Okay.
I am all the time anyway.
All right. Chad, would you rather live without music or television for the rest of your life?
Television.
All right. Angela, would you rather lose your sex organs forever? Wow. Or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life.
Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I'll gain a little bit of weight.
All right then.
200 pounds. That's
the right call.
That is the right call. Any way you look at it. Okay, Kelly. Oh, this is perfect for you. Would you rather never have internet access again or never be able to take an airplane again?
Oh my. Oh. No talking. Never take an airplane again.
Okay.
I like that.
Chad, this one is for you. Would you rather have no penis or five penises?
No explanation.
I'd rather have five penises.
All right.
This is like an awkward
Angela. Question. All right. This is I will say full disclosure, this is Kelly's favorite. Would you rather be sexually attracted to fruit?
Why does she keep getting these?
Or have Cheerios dust permanently stuck on your fingers?
Cheetos dust.
Or Cheetos dust.
Read it again, Gary. You messed it up. Start again.
Okay. Would you rather be sexually attracted to fruit or have Cheetos dust permanently stuck on your fingers?
Mangoes are pretty sexy.
Cheeto fingers. I can't do that.
Okay, Kelly. This one's for you again. Another one that's perfect for you. Would you rather be an ugly genius or a super hot moron?
Oh, hot moron. That's easy.
Hello.
Because then I can marry an ugly genius.
All right. Chad, would you rather smell like a fart all the time for the rest of your life or eat a full turd?
I'll eat a full turd.
Ew, some of those are really long. That does not help. That's crap.
Listen,
I tell my kids to take medicine.
Listen.
Maybe it's small.
Put something on very it. Petite.
No, it's not.
Season it. And think call it a day.
And you got to also realize that when you go to the bathroom.
It's one of Gary's
flush
turds.
The toilet.
Yeah.
You didn't say that. You'd have to premise that.
Ugh.
After a full pizza.
Who's up? Angela?
Angela, yes. You actually get a tame one this time.
Oh, what?
If you could visit another generation for a week, would you rather go back 50 years or forward 50 years?
Back 50 years.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay. I agree. All right. Kelly, would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with someone you hate?
With someone I hate.
Yeah, you have entertainment.
I could kill them and eat them.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. There you go. Wow. Okay.
I'm resourceful.
So thoughtful.
Chad, would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life or crap your pants in private every day for the rest of your
life?
Wait
a minute. Read that again. Because I think that's almost up to my regular crapping my pants quota.
Right. Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life or crap your pants in private every day rest of your life?
In private.
Think of the chafing, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You would poop your pants every day.
That's what some wipes are for. You're fine. There's a shower. I take one once a week.
All right.
Angela,
would you rather eat a handful of armpit hair or lick 3 public telephones?
Oh, gosh.
I would go with 3 public telephones.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
My land.
They're equally disgusting.
They're and they're realize. All in Granite City.
No, and it's Gary's armpit hair.
All right, okay. Now, oh, and how perfect is this? Because she geeked out. She told me I'm a geek for watching Star yes. Wars. Would you rather look like Jar Jar Binks or talk like Jar Jar Binks for the rest of your life?
Who the hell is Jar Jar Binks? Is
See, that, exactly.
Is that that little alien guy with the long nose?
Yes.
I'd rather... Oh, this is stupid. Question and talk like him.
Yeah, that's very smart.
How does he talk?
Okay.
Me, Jar Jar Binks. Or is that Yoda?
Right. Yes.
Wow, somebody knows.
Nerd.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, closet you're doing the nerd report from now
nerd.
On.
I am not a closet nerd.
Yeah, you're just a nerd. Okay.
Next.
Would you rather have the power to be invisible or the power to read minds?
Ooh, read minds.
Okay. That one.
You sit where?
Gosh, stop it. You're in my house. You're going to make them come.
Okay.
I want to rub up the sleep paralysis.
Angela, would you rather cut off one of your fingers or pay $5,000 of your own money for the person you hate the most to go on a spa vacation?
I would pay $5,000 to get them far, far away. I need all my fingers.
Oh, no. Bye-bye finger.
No.
Plus,
sorry.
It holds a teacup.
It does.
Yeah, look
okay.
at that.
Okay. Size of my head.
All right.
Cup of joke.
Kelly Mano, would you rather sweat mayonnaise or poop a softball?
What is wrong with
man.
You, Gary? Good God.
I have pooped a softball before, so go with that one.
I would rather poop a softball.
That's a all smart right. move.
How many more do we have left? This is torture.
We got a couple more.
Oh, gosh.
Where did the one that I...
Better
there
be a
we
good
go.
One for me.
All right. Uh-oh. Chad, yes, would you rather be hairy all over or completely bald?
Hairy all over.
Ew, monkey Ooh, boy.
Sorry, I already got some.
Yeah, well, I know, but all over. Like Wolfman.
I've got...
Like Teen Wolf.
Like Teen Wolf. Oh, my God.
Do we really need
back.
To go into this?
I mean, and he Scotty? Was really cool.
Okay.
Whose turn is it?
It's Angela, and then we have our last question that all three of you will answer.
Oh, great.
Lightning round.
Okay. Would you rather have 20 kids over the course of your life or never be able to just... have or adopt children?
She just passed out when you said 20 kids.
I think I blacked out and then came back
sleep
to
paralysis.
Life.
20 kids or no kids?
Say 20 kids.
Okay.
Bring it on.
You
I can
are mine.
Share them with people.
Give them away.
Mutter.
Or we can give them away as prizes on the show. Be the 10th caller.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you need like an audience for something, yeah. Boom, built in.
Sweet.
The radios are the phones are going crazy right now. I'd like to talk to Angela.
I would like a free baby. Okay, is this the last
this
one?
Is the
is
last
this the last
question.
One because it's the grossest?
No, yes.
Wait. Do we all answer it at the same time?
No, you will each answer separately, but I want answers from all three of you.
Okay.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day of your life?
What the hell's wrong
or
with you?
Join in once to stop it?
You are a sick man!
That is disgusting.
You are a sick man!
Oh. Wait, does joining in mean like just videoing it or just like
I don't think
handing
so.
The towel,
popcorn?
I've never had one of those, but I don't know how they work.
You
but
be
I
like
think
the towel boy?
I think you're required to do a little bit more work than handing something over. I am not answering that question,
yeah,
Gary.
I played the fifth.
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
Gary, why don't you answer that question?
No, I'm the host.
Are you putting like burlesque music on right now?
This is not burlesque music. Listen, I was very proud of this song, and you're already making fun of it because I need a show close. Okay, I've got like a show open,
okay,
and I've got all these breakers, and I've been looking for the perfect song to close my show every week.
Okay.
And then I remembered this amazing old Spice Girls song. This is the Spice Girls.
Okay.
Yes.
I listen to Wannabe
Tap. Yes.
Almost every day.
I was.
Story. Look at my YouTube.
I
we're
am obsessed
the
with the Spice Girls. Like, obsessed. Spice Girls and Gwen Stefani. Like, those are my. And Jenny McCarthy. Those are like my three. Those are my favorite girls ever. So, Chad, thank you for making fun of my new show clothes.
You'll remember it forever.
I know.
So
it's a nice wind down.
Yeah, you're permanently banned for being a co-host.
Sassy Spice.
So I want to thank Chad for co-hosting today. Chad, is there anybody that you want to say hi to? Are you going to even tell anybody that you're on the show so that they listen?
Nope.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
No shout out. Okay, Mom and Dad. Angela, do you have any shout outs today? Anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, my gosh, everybody.
Oh, this is like Academy Award moment. Don't forget anybody.
Oh, geez. Craft service. No, definitely Mom and Dad because they're rock stars. And my brother, that's who you need on the January show.
Okay. I'll bring him back with you.
Film. Yes. And just once again, shout out to Dan Duffy, the man that made us friends.
That brought us all together. Yes. Because really, I feel like I've known you much longer than
him.
He
opened the gate.
Yep. And Gary, thank you for being here today. You always do a good job, even though I give you such a hard time.
Well, thanks. It's fun.
It's like having a real husband and then a work husband. So for anybody who might think I'm mad at Gary or that I'm mean to him because I yell at him a lot.
She is.
It's like a brotherly, sisterly, meanness.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The show would fall apart without you, Gary.
Aw, thanks. Right.
So I told you guys earlier that crazy things are happening. I am signing off the air, and I am getting on a plane in a few hours and going to New York, and I can't tell anybody why.
Yay.
But I can tell you that I will be back in a couple of days,
and you
can hopefully, if things go well, expect a surprise Kelly Mano show.
Holy cliffhanger.
Yes, holy cliffhanger. All
dun,
right?
Dun, dun.
I'll check my schedule.
Stop it, Gary. All right, so I just want to say thank you for listening to the Kelly Mano Show. I hope you join me next week. If you like the show, share the show. Enjoy the end song.
Thank you very much.